from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Wouldn't you just know it? And Rory McIlroy begins the defence of his just Scottish Open title with a birdie in his very first hole.
Rory today with an eagle at the Scottish Open. He's back on the golf course. We'll talk plenty of Open Championship next week, and I'm sure plenty about Rory after what happened at the U.S. Open only a few weeks ago. It's Jody Biasi, Sal Capaccio here on Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy off until Bill's training camp. It's a rainy Thursday. The rain has held up a little bit in the last couple of minutes, but it was pouring before that, and we might have a lot of that throughout the day today. Not as severe weather-wise, though, as yesterday. I don't expect that we're going to get tornado warnings all over the place again. Marty Schimmel from the Porter Cup Niagara Falls Country Club, now on the West Her Hotline. I don't think, Marty, you've ever had to deal with tornado warnings with the Porter Cup, probably.
Yeah, we're not. We're hoping that this rain gets out of its system this week. We'll have sunny and blue skies next week. Yeah, we don't want to deal with rain or tornado warnings.
Yeah. So Porter Cup coming up at Niagara Falls Country Club once again, July 17th through the 20th. So weather-wise, have you had a lot to deal with on that front in past years where it's been, like, really bad right away?
Last year we had good weather, and we had a really nice crowd out, and with only the final two groups left on the course, the skies opened up. And the crowd scattered for cover, and we were in, like, about an hour and 15 minute delay, and we got to finish the tournament. The final two groups were on 17 and 18. But and then I recall in 2008, I was chairman in 2008, we had five rain delays. And it was kind of a real, it's a logistical nightmare, but you just have to find a way to get it done. We're hoping we don't have to have those plans in place next week. We do have plans in place, evacuation plans and safe house plans and things like that. But it's plans like that that you hope you never have to use.
Yeah. We'll get to the tournament. What's the earliest you'll look at, like, the forecast in advance for the tournament?
I started looking yesterday. It's funny. If you want to know the truth, yesterday's forecast showed a 40% chance for Wednesday and clear skies the rest of the week. So we had our final committee meeting last night, and I started it off. I said, well, hopefully, you know, if it's just going to rain a little bit, I suppose Wednesday's the one day you'd like it. But we're hoping for sunny skies and clear weather from Tuesday, our ham am, all the way through the final of the event on Saturday.
Marty, this is my 12th year on the Bills sideline, and don't worry, I check the weather in every city we're going like 2 weeks ahead of time to start preparing for it, to think about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and when you come from Western New York, it's kind of like a way of life, checking the weather.
Yep.
No doubt.
So the player field this year, we were at the press conference, the event earlier in the week. Big field, 116 players. What are some of the features or the highlights of the player pool this year?
Well, we've got, we do have one of our biggest, and quite frankly, guys, we feel this is one of our best fields in the last 10 years. We really put an effort into recruiting this year. Myself, Janelle DiGregorio, Michael Boss, JP Bedard, our club pro, and others, but we really dug in and we sent out the tradition, the emails early in the year, and then we followed up with phone calls and emails, and I actually, as we got a little bit closer, I followed several of the matches and careers that these kids were playing in college, and I send them a note, congratulations on your performance last week, looking forward to seeing you in July, things like that, and I think they appreciated the personal touch because we got a nice field this year. So we're excited. As far as highlights, we do have our returning champs back from last year, Juan Martín Luero from Argentina, and Canada's Sarah Gallagher are back on the women's side. We also have, for the first time, we invited the winners of the Steph Curry Underrated Tour. Hmm. And we are going to get a young fellow named Lucky Cruz, 17 years old. He's committed to the University of Houston next year. And Rasheen Scanlon from Great Britain. She'll be here. They're both registered and ready to come here. On the ladies' side, we have three outstanding players from the Southeastern Conference. I'm going to say probably the three best players in our women's field. Kendall Todd from the University of Arkansas, Vanessa Gilley from Tennessee, and Nicole Gall. She's from Oakville, Ontario. She just completed her sophomore year at Mississippi. So those are, some of the names. We've got the Fung sisters, Emily and Alex Fung. They're young sisters from Forest Hills, New York. The one sister played last year, and both of them are coming back and playing this year. So we're delighted to have them as well.
You
on the men's side.
No, sorry. I was just quick follow-up before I'll let you continue. You mentioned that the past champions are back. Have you ever had a repeat winner?
I don't believe we've ever had a repeat winner. We have had, past champions come back, but not recently. We've had multiple winners. I don't know if we've had – quite frankly, don't know if we've had back-to-back winners. I don't think we have.
Okay.
We have had multiple winners in the past.
Okay.
As we were going on the men's side, the highlight names, as we mentioned earlier this week, John Daly the second is coming back, and we've got Jacob Immelman is playing. Jacob Immelman is playing out of Clemson next year, and it's the first time we've had two sons of two former PGA major winners. We know that Trevor Immelman, Jacob's dad, who's currently the lead analyst on CBS Golf, he won the Masters, I believe it was 2008 or 2009, and of course John Daly's dad won a couple of majors, so that's kind of exciting. Should get the fans' interest, spectators' interest. Garrett Engel is returning for the third time. Garrett just came off a win at the Dogwood Invitational in Atlanta. I'm excited about a young man heading to Auburn University next year. The national champions, Tyler Spielman. He was the 2023 High School Golfer of the Year in the United States. So that's something we're pretty happy about. We've got three members of Notre Dame's NCAA contending team this year. It was the first time since 1966 that Notre Dame made the finals in the NCAA golf Division I playoffs. So that's pretty good news. You've got a couple of people from Vanderbilt, a couple of players, Chase Evans and Ben Loomis. Vanderbilt finished number two in the country this year. Oklahoma State sending three players, and we have our complement of the Australians this year. We have six Aussies coming this year, which is pretty high number. A lot of them have stayed in the States. I got a phone call, maybe a month and a half ago from Harrison Endicott, former champion and current PGA player, recommending two of these Australian players. When a former winner and a current member of the tour recommends somebody, you kind of listen. They're pretty you know pretty much of what they speak. So that's just a little bit about our field. We've got some, you know, some local kids in there. Of course, our club champ, Nick Morial. Billy Haynes will be here. Ryan at home, Canisius College, Tonawanda, Canisius College, and young Joey Wemmy from Canisius High School. We're looking forward to him, 15 years old. He was runner-up in the Junior Masters. And we're thinking that here's a young man we could have for a few years down the road. So it's going to be it's a pretty well-rounded field on the men's side, and we're ready to, you know, tee it up and get it going next week.
I'm interested in the mechanics. We talked a little bit about this at the luncheon the other day, you know, how it all works with your staff putting it together. How do you select the field? How does that process work? How far back do you go? When does it start happening? How do players find you? How do you find players?
Typically, we will send our first wave of invites out to the top 25 players at the end of January, early February. And it's getting more and more difficult each year, I think we talked about before, with all the added events. And you've got college players leaving early to go join the pros. There were three college players on the PGA Tour within the past two or three weeks that normally would have been playing in some of these amateur tournaments over here. But, you know, obviously the PGA takes precedence. We had a young sophomore from the University of Tennessee, Caleb Surratt, left school to join the LIV Tour. So these are some of the problems we didn't have 20 years ago, you know. But typically we send our first wave out in late January, early February, and then we will follow it up with phone calls and emails to certain coaches, and then we have a second wave that we will send out. And once the second wave hits, then you start getting other people contacting, other players contacting you. You know, their teammate may have gotten a letter and an email, and they're curious about it, and that's when it starts growing a little bit. And for the first time in a while, we've got 80 men in the field, which that will go down a little, but I think we'll probably be around 76-75, because you always get the late last minute withdrawals for various reasons. But we could have actually taken another 20 kids. We had a waiting list. We reviewed their, you know, saw some of the tournaments they played, saw some of their scores, and then we had to tell about 20 people that, you know, we couldn't take them this year. So in a way, that's a pretty good position to be in.
In terms of spectators, is there information people need to know on that front?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
For like spectators, if someone's interested in showing up to the tournament and watching,
spectators, there's no admission. Okay. So admission is free. There's parking. The Boy Scouts have a parking lot. I believe it's $5. Goes to their charity. The Scouts have a parking lot off of Military Road there, off of number 10 Green and next to number 14 Fairway, which our longtime spectators are familiar with. And there's parking in the, you know, in the areas around the club. And but I think the main thing is it's a free day. If hopefully the weather's nice, you can come out and watch some really, really good golf.
All right. July 17th through the 20th, the Porter Cup at Niagara Falls Country Club. Hoping for some good weather, Marty. Appreciate the time. And good luck with the tournament.
I have to ask one question.
Yeah, no, go for it.
Yes.
How did the GR foursome fare in our golf outing the other day? I want to know who was
telling the story, Joe. Tell them the story.
I mean, good and bad, all the way from, you know, the whole round to the last hole, you could say that, where, you know, the front was couldn't hit the ball off the ground for like a five-hole stretch. But then, you know, back nine for me was great, and we're doing our little par three challenge there on 18. And I go first, and okay, pressure. I'm on camera taking this shot, and what do? Of course, I pull it beyond belief, and it goes across the road.
It's probably ended up in the village of Lewiston.
Yeah. So then the other three. So Sal hits Green, Jeff Blank, who you'll talk to Saturday on Tee to Green. He hits on the green. Jonathan Colesiel hits it on the green. So we're still on camera. I'm like, all right, let me hit my third one from the tee just to get it on there. Maybe I get some redemption. And the ball trickles past the hole and lands, I don't know, 3 feet from the hole.
That's amazing.
As it's in the air or as it's crawling towards the hole, I think you can hear me out loud, Marty, saying, I don't even think I want this to go in because in my mind I'm like, do I want this? Do I want this hole in one that's not even really a hole in one?
It would have been a heck of a par.
It would have been an incredible par.
It would have been amazing. But of course, your three
playing partners would have kept it a secret and told everyone it was a legitimate hole.
Oh, sure they would have, yes.
For sure. Now, I will tell you, though, Marty, so we had a very rare feat. We'll tell you. I don't know how rare this would be for most average, just, you know, guys like us to go out and play a little bit. So we played, which hole was it, Joe? Do you remember? There's a par five in the back nine. Which hole was it?
I'm looking right now. I think it was 12.
Okay. Par 5. Is 12 a par 5, Marty?
Which one? Which one?
12.
Which are the two par 5s in the back nine?
It was 13. 13.
11 13. And 13.
Okay.
So 13.
Okay. So on 13, this has never happened to me or Joe. All four of us in the group legitimately birdied the hole.
Nice.
I wonder, we were debating, Marty, I'm sure for like Porter Cup level players, of course, you know, that's probably not that rare. But for, you know, a couple guys who are like 15 handicap ish, like that's me at least. I know Jeff's a two, so Jeff's a great golfer. Right. He'll get a bunch of birdies. but for my caliber, like four birdies on one hole, I feel like I had never seen that happen in a group I've been playing in.
And we all, Marty, had to sink one probably within 6 to 10 feet for the birdie.
Yeah, that too.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so it went well. It was a lot of fun. Appreciated you having us out there.
We appreciate you coming out and looking forward to seeing you guys this week.
Definitely. Thanks, Marty.
Yeah,
appreciate
beautiful course. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
And Marty will be on Saturday with Jeff Blank. And I don't know, I should know, I don't know if Brian's back from Norway yet. He's got his...
You didn't have to tell the story about going over the road. I wanted the good story.
You wanted the good story, the birdie story?
Yeah, you didn't have to say that story, although it was a good story. Yeah. I wanted the birdie story. It was a good positive story.
The birdie story is a good story. Especially, like, I like pressure. I don't mind it. I definitely was, like, under pressure, though. Like, what, 7-footer, 6-footer? Ish for birdie, but you two draining some good healthy putts right before that. Yeah, that was fun. I definitely had not had that happen before. Four birdies on the same hole. Definitely.
I also I don't mind the pressure at all. Because I actually perform a little better playing golf that way, a little under pressure. Like, I got to make this shot. I got to get dialed in more. Like, you could be loosey-goosey playing golf, right? And I got to get a little dialed in. And, you know, I go every year down to Florida, play with my buddies with this big tournament. And I'm always, like, my goal is to get to the final day with the best group, because we play off, and even if you're not good at all, it doesn't matter. You're going to play with people who aren't that good at the end. So my goal is to get in the top group, but I usually don't win if I get in the top group, if that makes sense, right?
Yep.
So I've done that many times, and I did win a couple years ago, and I had to make a couple really big shots, like to a couple iron shots, a couple putts. But I also twice lost a pretty big, good size lead, I guess, for us, several stroke lead on the back nine, because I got a little too loosey-goosey, and I realized, like, I need that pressure on me, I think. There's a different kind of pressure when you're up and you're kind of like, okay, you're rolling along, than when, okay, I need to make sure that I match shot for shot here. And I was better in that situation than I was when I was kind of up and they were chasing me.
Yeah. There's some not really like serious breaking news. It's not really even breaking news, but I'm going to pass it off as breaking news. Mike Baggerman, our old buddy from down the hall at WBEN, just tweeted at me and Brian Mazurowski down the hall a picture from the Buffalo airport where the New England Patriots plane is on the tarmac.
Okay.
Why would that be the case?
It's not the New England Patriots plane. It's not their
plane.
Well, maybe it is. Let me see. Wait a minute. I should not say that. Some airlines actually have a plane that is sponsored by different teams. There's a Jets plane out there like this.
Okay. The Patriots, I thought, though, had a team plane.
They do. So it could be. So I don't want to say it's not their plane. I'm not telling you it is or it isn't. Wait a minute now. Let me look. Hold on. Okay. I'm looking at the picture. This would be the Patriots plane.
This is the Patriots
plane. This is parked in the area where the Bills take off and land.
Okay.
This is not the normal airport part.
Okay. See, this is why, good thing we have Sal here, because I would have never known that there's a separate, well, that would make sense, though,
yeah,
right? The Bills would land in a separate part.
Where people come to welcome the team back sometimes.
Yeah, that's
this
right.
This is it.
That's right.
Right there.
I did that one time. I only did that after they made the playoffs in 2017, but I do remember that. Okay, so
I mean, but I have no idea why that would be the case.
Wrong answers only. Why are the Patriots right in Buffalo right now? Is very, very strange. It could be for anything. I don't know. It's probably nothing that would even be that interesting, I bet, but
right.
Just kind of strange. Like, hey, July 23rd, 11th, Thursday, there's the New England Patriots. I mean, they have a plane.
They're not the Patriots. The team is not on the plane coming.
No, yet. I know. But someone from the Patriots, right? No? Kraft? Is that he wouldn't use that plane, would he? It's a big plane.
Yeah, see, that's the thing I'm thinking. I'm along the same line as you.
It's just weird.
Like, which is like, wait a minute, like that's not gonna be Bob Kraft taking that plane. He's gonna take
a
helicopter or a private plane.
Right. That's
like
a,
that's I think he did literally
plane.
Land in a helicopter at the stadium for a game a couple years ago.
Really?
Yes.
I think did I hear Goodell maybe does that when he comes to the games too? They have like a helipad like near the stadium.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
No, you're right. Like why would Kraft would not take a plane this big? I don't think around the country when he needs to get from place to place. I would hope not. That would seem like it's a big waste of jet fuel. Just very weird and interesting that the Patriots plane just happens to be in Buffalo. When we come back, Wyatt Russell, actor, son of Kurt Russell, he's in town. We'll tell you why when we come back. We'll have some fun coming up in the 9:30 segment here on a Thursday, a rainy Thursday here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.